This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Start today by recognizing and thanking those who made special contributions to our work as the commissions, really the foundation of our advanced community. Okay. Of our commission are the extraordinary human beings who serve on the commission. All sorts of words come to mind, and when you're talking about Mary Ann, smart and perceptive and collaborative and cooperative and thoughtful and thorough and determined to get to the best answer. Not as a Republican or a Democrat or an independent or farmer or rancher versus city folk or East River or West, just trying to get to the best answer as a South Dakotan for the issue that we're dealing with. So, Mary Ann Boyd from Yankton served for about 6 years, I think, and she was always willing to share her perspective, listened to everyone, and then had the challenging responsibility of responding in writing to all those that wrote to us. All of which takes a lot of time and a lot of thought, and she really did it beautifully with grace, I think we would all agree, and we appreciated it very much and made us all look good. She was terrific at that, among many other things. And just worked really very hard at trying to get to the right answer, the best answer for everybody concerned that was balanced and reasonable and rational. So, we have two thank you gifts, Mary Ann. One is thanks to some investigative work by Commissioner Olson. I don't know if you can see this, but it's a router for woodworking. We're happy to open it. I don't know if anybody wants to open it. But anyway, that's what it is. We're told you have a hobby of woodworking and could use one of those and wanted one of those or would like one. So that's number one. And number two, the old Louisville Slugger with Mary Ann Boyd written on it. You know, we don't give very many of these sluggers away, but if anybody deserves one, it's you for all the work you did and all the effort you put in. And so we do thank you for going to bat for all of us all the times that you did. And thank you very much for everything you did.
Thank you for your kind words. I'm a little puzzled about how you came to know this about me, about this particular hobby. But now that I know Russell was involved, that maybe a clue or two. I'm truly grateful for such a generous gift. I've been at this hobby for many years, yet my skills are still fairly basic. So I know this will certainly help me up my game, and I thank you all very much for your generosity. Being part of this commission was definitely one of the best of my life experiences. It was a unique opportunity to meet and work with so many dedicated people, both on the commission and within the department. I respect all of you for the work that you do. And Gary, since this is your last meeting, I'm not as eloquent as you are, so I will just say thank you for your leadership and perseverance on so many important issues. I learned a great deal from you. And Kelly, thank you also for leading the department. I wish you all the best in your retirement. Nothing but good things I hope will come your way. during my years on the commission, I always feel like I learned more or I gained more than I gave or that I contributed. But I'm grateful for having had the opportunity. I appreciate getting to know everyone, and I just thank you all very much.
Eloquent as always, Marianne. Thank you for all your dedication.
Yes, thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Absolutely.
Yep, we'll miss you.
So is...
You as well. Take care.
Yes, you too. We'll see you soon. Is Scott on the line? Phillips? Well, I have some things to say about him, but we'll wait and see if he can join us later. He might be having technical difficulties, I guess. All right, so that's